Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. I just want to look at a few verses tonight and kind of give you what the Lord's laid on our hearts. Deuteronomy chapter 7, we'll read it, verse 6. The Bible says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you." I will preach tonight for just a few minutes. Got to be my help. On this thought, we're special. Amen. We're special. I want to say, praise God, if we begin to look at this, we begin to see Moses talking to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. He's all about getting them ready to go into the land of promise. I will say, praise God, if there's ever been a day that God's people never need to be getting ready for the land of promise, it's the day that we live in. Amen. We need to prepare ourselves for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. When He steps out with a trump and a shout and says, "Come up hither." You say, "Well, preacher, don't you mean we'll get ready for the grave?" I believe with all my heart that me and you, praise God, are going to get to go out of here in the rapture. Amen. Praise God. I'm not talking about a rupture. I'm talking about a rapture. Amen. There's a lot of folks going out in the rupture, but praise God, I'm going out in the rapture. Amen. I'm going out when the Lord cries, "Come up hither." Praise be to God. Why? Because I'm somebody special. Let me ask you a question tonight. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know about all that." Let me ask you, do you remember where you was when God came to you? Praise God. Hey, listen, you was lost and undone. You was about as low as you could go. Praise God, God Almighty. Praise the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ. Came to where you was at. Holy Ghost, God spoke your heart. He chose you, praise God. He didn't have to, but praise God, He did.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. We're special tonight, praise God. We're part of a called out bunch. See, there's a world today that's trying to stay down in Egypt. Amen. And if they had a desire, they would look back. Praise God. If you get to looking back, you'll end up back in Egypt. Amen. That's what'll happen. But praise God, if we fix our eyes on the Lord and we realize and we see, hey, we begin to see the mighty things that He does day by day. I won't say we're special. Amen. I won't say, praise God, day by day, the Lord's a work in our heart. Day by day, Brother Bill, hey, even when it seems dark and gloomy, the Lord's a working in our life. He's a doing things for us.
Amen.
Amen. Every day God's a doing, praise God, even to the breath we breathe. But we take so much for granted. And we like living down in Egypt. It's kind of like Lot's wife. She liked living over in Sodom. She got accustomed to the dark. I'm afraid in the world that we're living in, praise God, we used to being in Sodom, but used to being in Egypt, praise God, we've got accustomed to the dark.
Oh, God.
Amen. But I want to say, praise God, God didn't mean for us to stay in Egypt.
No,
God give,
no.
He come down to bring us out of the world, praise God, and to establish us as a people, praise God, a called out bunch, a chosen people for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't give you enough to shout about. Amen. Praise God, brother. Just say, hey, you know what? You're not just one of God's children. You're a called out child of God.
Amen.
He chose you, praise God. Hey, that's enough to get you excited enough to take a laugh.
Amen.
God chose you, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And all these in the world. Hey, listen, the world's full of people. But praise God, ain't you glad God come to you? He chose you.
Amen.
Amen. We're special in the eyes of God. He brought them out. Now, if you look at this, we go all the way back and read. Now, God said He's going to bring them out. And praise God, He said, when you get over there, He said, in order to go to land, He said, you're going to have some enemies. I won't say, praise God, on this journey, we're going to have some enemies. We're going to have some opposition. The devil ain't going to like anything we do. Amen? And he'll try to throw things up. He'll try to distract you. He'll try to keep you from being the will of God. He'll try to keep you from doing the things that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. And he'll use this old flesh to do that, by the way. That's his tool that he uses. He'll use the flesh to draw you away. He'll use that flesh to get you away from God. He'll use that flesh, praise God, to get your mind off what's right and make you think what's wrong's right. Amen. That's what he does. He's a deceiver, praise God. But I tell you what, hey, there's a God of glory tonight that's overcome the deceiver. Amen. He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need, praise God. And when He calls us out of this old world, praise God, He gives us a direction and a purpose and a plan that we can go with, and that'll bring glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. He don't just throw us out here and say, well, you know, you just figure it out for yourself. Well, what? Well, we'd been a mess.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people tonight, that's what they're trying to do. They come make a profession. Amen. They come, maybe they get saved, born again, and then they go out and they try to do it by themselves. Yeah. And boy, the old devil beats them down. And the world, the first thing you know, the world begins to attack them. See, that's what they come up out of Egypt. And Moses said, hey, look, we're going to go into the land. And so there's going to be all these nations that's going to rise up against you. And he said, hey, they're going to be greater than you. Newsflash, that praise. There's going to be things, a whole lot of things that's going to rise up against us that's going to be greater than us. Amen. They're going to be far, far greater than we ever imagined in this world. But there's a God of glory tonight, praise God, who said He's on our side.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's one that said He's already overcome every obstacle, praise God, that man's that's ever been known to man. He said He'd take our part. Yeah. Ain't you glad for that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Ain't you glad you got somebody on your side that knows what's going on?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He knows He knows all the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. He knows all the tactics, amen, that He'll use. And praise God, He gives you the ammunition in your mind and your heart, praise God, to put up a barrier that'll quench those fiery darts.
Yes,
amen. Why? Because He does that because you're special. We're special in the eyes of God tonight. Amen. Every one of us is special. We've got what we need. We don't only have what we need, we got the power on our side. Amen. He said we're a holy people, brought out and said a special people. But now look over at verse 19. And it said, great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders in the mighty hand and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Who are you afraid of tonight? Who are we afraid of? Afraid of the devil? There's a lot of things I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that might come happen, or things that might happen, things that might be obstacles in my life. But praise God, God says, hey, listen. He said, you've seen the, hey, glory to God. He said, you've already seen all the marvelous wonders that God's done. You've already seen all the marvelous signs that God's done. He said, what makes you think that He's changed? Amen. He's already done these marvelous wonders, praise God, and He ain't going to stop doing them now. Amen. He's going to keep coming because He's chosen you out. You're special to Him. And He's going to keep doing these marvelous wonders, praise God, before your eyes as long as we trust Him. Praise God. He'll just keep doing them. He'll keep working things out. He'll keep fixing things for me and you, praise God, because that's what He does. And He does it with a strong arm. I asked you again, you remember where you were when God saved you? Amen. You remember? You remember the places you've been since God saved you? The times that you've turned your back on Him, the time that you've kind of eased away. If I'd have been God, I'd just said, well, just go on then. There's a lot of times in my life, praise God, if I'd have been God, I'd just said, well, just go on. If you want to walk away from it, just go on. Said, you're either for me or you're against me. And that's right. Amen. We're either for God or we're against Him. Amen. And if I'd have been God, whenever I turned my back on, whenever I got to working against God, praise God, I'd have just said, just go on. But Bible that says, hey, with a mighty arm, a strong arm, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Just like when He saved you, praise God, He reaches out there and He gets you and He touches you, praise God. Well, one more time, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you don't need to go that way. Let me show you the way.
Amen.
He does it with a strong arm. He does it with an influence, praise God. Reaches down to where you're at, praise God, and directs your path. Why? Because you're special. Because we're special. That's why He does it, because we're special. I just want you to get that. We're special. Amen. I read that and I had me a fit. You say, well, preacher, He's talking to the children of Israel. Yeah, but He's also talking to the church tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We're a called out bunch just like Israel was. Amen. We're called out. We called out of Egypt, the top of this world. We've got a lot of opposition. The nations of this world, praise God, would like to destroy and crush even the United States of America for what we stand for. Amen. Because we have in God we trust on our money, praise God. Every nation world like to destroy us.
Yeah.
But praise God, with a strong arm, glory to God, God's delivering on the United States of America, and He'll continue to as long as we keep lifting our voices to Him. Amen. We need a vision tonight like never before. We need a vision, like Brother was talking about, of old sinners dying and going to hell lost without God. Teresa was talking as we was coming up the road. He was talking about hell and all those things that go with hell. And I said, you realize that them old sinners that fell off into hell, amen, they're lost and undone without God, and they're in torment in the pit right now. They're going to be in torment in their pit, praise God, until the time that the Lord calls the church out. They're going to be in the pit during the time of the tribulation. They're going to be in the pit during a 1,000-year reign. They're going to be in the pits of hell, old sinners. And then they're going to look forward to a little reprieve when they'll come out the great white throne judgment. That'll be a time of reprieve when they get to come out for just a minute and stand before the great white throne. And a book and another book's opened up and their lives is examined, and they said, You didn't come up to the proper standard. They said, we couldn't live good enough. They said, yeah, but there was one that could. Yeah. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ did, praise God, and you never accepted Him. See, it won't be a matter of how many things they done good or how many things they done wrong. It'll come to the thing, did they accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the penalty that He paid in sin? I want to say praise God. I thank God tonight that we're special. Oh, Jesus, praise God, paid that penalty of sin for me and you so that we don't have to die and go to hell and one day stand before the great white throne judgment after all those years in the pits of hell with all the wickedness down there, the thieves and the murderers and the rapists and all those that's in hell right now. I don't want them for my neighbors. I don't know about you. I don't want to be nowhere near that kind of people. But praise God, that's what's in hell tonight. Amen. Those that's in hell, you say, well, preacher, they've changed since they're in hell. I know the Bible said the wicked will be wicked still even in hell. But praise be to God. One of these days, they're going to get a little short reprieve and they're going to say, hey, depart from me. I never knew you. And He cast them into the sea, the lake of fire. Amen. You imagine how awful it's going to be after all these eternities seem like in hell to come out for just a little season only to be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. That's what's going to happen to old sinners. That's what's going to happen to our loved ones, our sons, our daughters, our children, our grandchildren, our mamas, our daddies, our grandmas, our grandpas. If we don't tell them about Jesus, amen, they're going to be cast in the lake of fire. Amen. So what we got to do is realize, praise God, if we could ever get in our heart, that praise God, we're special. We're special in the eyes of God. He's empowered us, amen, with a great power. He said, hey, listen. He said, they may be a whole lot more. They may be people that don't care about you. They may be people that don't want to hear what you got to say. But He said, praise God. He said, if you'll just keep pressing on for the cause of Christ, He said, I'll give you power and strength. He said, I'll give you the influence that you need. I'll give you capacity to speak. He said, you don't have to take thought of it. Praise God, just trust in me and put our faith in the Lord. He said, I'll give you what you need at the time you need it. Amen. If we take this blessed old book and we hide it in our hearts that we don't sin against God, amen, where we can live in a right relationship to Him, one of these days, praise God, that opportunity will come. And it don't take months and months for it to come. Amen. God's opening doors every day if we get to looking for them. Amen. So we can step through them. And He said, I've got the power and the influence that you need. Amen. He said, they're going to be nations a whole lot mightier than thee that's going to rise up against you. And it's going to look overwhelming. See, we're almost to the point, praise God, that we're a minority. The world's against us tonight, and it's almost getting like it's so big it's up here. But I want to say, praise God, I've got a God that's way up here.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and He's looking down on all this mess, and he ain't a bit bumfuzzled by it. Amen. He knows just exactly where we're at, and He knows exactly what we need. And praise God, some good old saints of God and some little fundamental, independent, Bible-believing birth, a church fall on their face with a vision. They cry out to God, and praise God, God will hear, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And He'll move upon us one more time and begin to do those things for us that's so desperately needed today. Amen. But He has the power. We don't. And He gives us that, praise God, because we're special. Amen. We're an empowered people. This little nation was an empowered people. We're an empowered people. We have power in the Lord. He gives us not only power, He gives us His power. Amen. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Or you don't have to. I turn to it and read it to you. Colossians chapter 1 in verse 11. He says, well, let me go back to verse 10. He said, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's where it all starts. When we get to recognizing and getting a knowledge of God, amen, getting a knowledge of who He is and what He wants to do for us. He said, verse 11, He says, strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power. Now you got to realize the Colossian people were a people that were, they was thinking there was a whole lot of different ways that you could get the touch of God. But He said, hey, listen, let me tell you where you get your power. You see, they said, well, you know, we can be touched by this, and there's certain people that's got the touch. He said, let me just tell you where you get it. He said, you get it from God. He said, you get the power from knowing God. You get the power from a relationship with the Lord. He said, that's where the power comes from. When you get to knowing Him in a personal relationship, He said, the power comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longs. Look what you get when you get the power. I like it, what you get when you get the power. He said, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. You need a little joy in your life? Amen, we all do. This old world gets pretty humdrum sometimes, don't it? It makes you feel kind of depressed at times. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And we need a little joy. Well, joy comes from the Lord, amen? He said, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power and with unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father. How do you receive the joy? You get, begin to know Him. Amen. You begin to be empowered by Him. And you receive the joy, praise God, from Him because you're giving Him thanks for what He's already doing. Amen. That's called reciprocal. Amen. It's a coming, praise God, and it's going in, it's coming out, praise. And hey, as fast as God's giving it, you're handing it out. Praise God. Yeah. Hey, listen, you ever want to see the power of God in your life, you get to giving it out as fast as you're getting it. Amen. Trust in the Lord, realizing the power. It's giving thanks unto the Lord, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of God, saints in light. He said he's made us fit. Amen. Made us, give us ability to be saints of God. Because of light, because of that precious word of God that we've accepted. Who hath delivered us, now listen to this, He hath delivered us from the power of darkness. He brought us out of Egypt. Amen. He brings us out of Egypt, out of the world. We can't stay in the world. We can't participate in the things in the world, praise God, and come out and be separate. It don't work. You say, well, preacher, you mean we can't do nothing? No, I'm not saying you can't do nothing. I'm saying you can't put things before God. Amen. If it comes Wednesday night and he's an event, praise God, you say, well, the event's going to have to wait because the night's worship night. Amen. Because the devil, all he's got to do is use just a little bit. He can get you out one time, praise God. He can get you out another. You say, well, preacher, they schedule these. Well, you know what? If we start pitching a fit, like we used to do, praise God, they wouldn't schedule the ball games on Wednesday night. They wouldn't schedule their recitals on Wednesday night. Amen. If parents would just buck up on them and say, you know, my youngin' ain't going to be there on Wednesday night. You're going to have a recital. You need to have it on Tuesday or Thursday night or Friday night because my youngin' will be in the house of God. On Wednesday. That's where you are to be. Amen. It'll make a difference. You know what it'd do? We can start taking our communities back one at a time. I'm talking about God's people. Hey, you know what? He said we're not supposed to sit around passive all the time and just take what they give to us. He said we're supposed to be a militant people. Amen. We're supposed to be storming the gates of hell. Praise God with a water gun. Glory to God for the good glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be vigilant. We need to be visible. In this world that we live in. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. That's the devil, you know. That's Satan. And hath translated us, now listen to this, into the kingdom of His dear Son. So He's taken us out, that's past. Past tense, He said, He's already taken us out. Are you getting this? I'm throwing it out there. I hope you're getting it. He said, that's past tense. He's already done. He hath translated us. That means He's conformed us. He's taken us from one condition and put us in another condition. I want to say, Nate, praise God tonight, you're special because you're not in the condition that you used to be. We've been put in a different condition. Amen. For the good cause of Christ. Amen. Hey, I'm not in the same condition I used to be. But Kevin ain't in the same condition that he used to be. It's past tense, praise God. We've been put in another condition. We've been put into a different standing. Amen. He said, He hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Amen. It was by the Lord Jesus Christ that we're translated. It said by the Lord Jesus Christ that we've been taken from one position, one condition, and put into another. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how do we do it? Right here, verse 14. Now, if you got an NIV Bible, it probably leaves this out. In whom, verse 14, in whom we have redemption, that means to be bought back, through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen? So He said He's put us into a new condition. It's past tense. We've been put into a different condition by the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you're special tonight. In His eyes, He's put you into a different condition, and He'd done it through His precious blood. Think about that a minute. Think about that a minute, and you'll get it. You'll get it in a second. I'll probably have to chase you down. He put you there through His blood. So if He took you from one place, He hath, that's past tense, He's put you into a different condition. Amen. He's done it by the blood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now get this. If the devil gets to you, he's got to go through the blood.
Amen.
I mean, if you've been truly bought, born again, praise God, and sealed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in order for the devil to get to you, he'd have to come through the blood. And if the devil come through the blood, he'd be a saved devil.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whoopee. We're special tonight, praise God, in the eyes of God. He made a place for us, praise God. And He's making a place for us, a place prepared. Amen. If He prepares a place for us, He's going to take us to that place prepared. In John chapter 17, verse 24, the Bible says, Father, you remember Christ's high priestly prayer when he's going from the upper room, he's going down through the Kidron Valley over to the Valley of Gethsemane. Garden of Gethsemane. And he prays and he says this in chapter 17, verse 24. It says, Father, I will that they also, talking about me and you, amen, born again, blood-bought Christians. He said, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, God, Father doesn't give you to the Son. Amen. The Son's cleansed you with the blood. He's put you into a different condition. He should have put you into a different state of mind, a different attitude. Praise God. He said, hey, I've put you in that different place. Be with me where I am. Amen. He said, listen, I've already got them fixed up. I've took them out of condition, put them in another condition, and I'm just waiting. I'm conditioning them there in that second condition, praise God, till I can get them on to glory. Amen. Hey, I won't say we're in the conditioning phase now, youngins. Amen. You're special in the eyes of God. You ain't out there in no lost world no more. Amen. God won't let you go out there and do the things you used to do.
Amen.
If you are, then you're lost. You're a bastard, not a son. If you go out there and do the things you used to do. The Bible tells us, praise God, we've been changed. If we do those old things we used to do, praise God, there's no change. If there's no change, there's no chance. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. Let me show it to you. While we're right here, go back to the book of Galatians. Let me just show you. If I can find it right quickly. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, right here it is. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other. As long as you live, listen to me, look at me right quickly. As long as you live, there's going to be a contest in you. Your flesh is going to try to override your spiritual man. Amen. And it's looked like two big old junkyard dogs. You know who's going to win? The one that we feed the best. Amen. That's the one that's going to win. Your flesh is out here wanting to destroy and tear down. All he wants to do is drive. It causes the devil and the flesh and the natural man wants to drag you off into hell. But praise God, the spiritual man is out there wanting to feed you. Always reaching down a hand. Always trying to pull you along. Amen. And if you'll just give him a little help, if you'll just surrender the Holy Ghost to God, he'll keep you safe. So that you cannot do the things that you would. Now see, that's what Paul's telling the Galatians. He said the same things in Romans. He said, hey, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do.
Yeah.
Amen? He said, a body of death on me. He said, everywhere I go, he said, that's that body of death. He's a dead man chained to my back. And said, I can't shake him. There's no way. But he said, how am I going to get away from this dead man? He said, no, wait a minute. through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how I'll shake that old dead man. Amen. We want to get rid of that dead man tonight, praise God. But hey, you can because you're special. Shake him off. He said, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Amen. You're not crushing on the flesh, and praise God, what you can do, it's about what Christ Jesus has already done and doing in you. Look at verse 19. He said, now the works of flesh are manifest, which are these. Now listen to these. You say, well, preacher, I'm saved. Well, listen to these. Are you? Do you do any of these things? He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery. Amen. That's a husband and a wife cheating on each other. He goes on and says, fornication. That's having sex outside of marriage. And he goes on to all these others. He said, uncleanness. That's doing those things that God says we should leave alone. That lasciviousness, that's desiring those things, praise God, that we oughtn't to be desiring. He goes on, idolatry, that's putting something before God. Anything before God. Witchcraft, practicing witchery. Hatred, being hateful. Variance, emulations, wrath, all these fit into a big category. That's just a bunch of that you want to put on somebody else. Amen. A bunch of emotions that you just like to explode on somebody else all the time. You ever feel like it's just bottled up in you and you're just like a stick of dynamite, just like to blow up? About 2/3 of the time, preacher. Amen. Seditions and heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, are you hearing me? Which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, you won't make it in. Amen. But he said, God loved you enough, praise God, he said, you're special, and because you're special, he gives you the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 22 goes on and says, but the fruit of the Spirit, amen, is love. You can tell, hey, the Bible says if you're a child of His, then the Spirit of God's in you. Amen. Dwells in you. Lives in you. So if you're a child of God, then the fruit of Spirit is love. So you got to get that love first. If we can't get that love first, then all these other things are hard to fit in there. Amen. Because hatred and malice and all this other junk, it'll just keep pushing it out. But when we get the love in here, praise God, the kind of love that Jesus had for us to die for us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. And when you get love, you get joy. When you get joy, you get peace. And then long-suffering. And then you get gentleness. And then you get goodness. And then you get faith. And then you get meekness and temperance. And he said, against these, there is no law. Amen. He said, when the Holy Ghost God, the fruit of the Spirit, says, comes in, praise God. He said, you're special. And said, God gives you these things. The thing is, we just don't desire these things in our life. We don't want these things to be manifest in us. Amen. We want to keep pushing the envelope. You know what I mean? Just keep pushing just a little bit. Say, well, you know, I'm serving the Lord, but, you know, we can't do that. We got to step back and let the Lord manifest Himself to us. Lord, begin to work in us. Through the Holy Spirit, begin to do these things, these functions in us for the glory of God. Amen. He said, then we begin to be Christ-like. But he said, the Bible says that we're special and that God will give us special help. Just like he did the children of Israel after they come out of the land, before they entered into the land of promise. He said, you're a special people. And he said, a special people unto himself. But of all the people that are upon the face of the earth, the Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. There may never be a whole big, great, big bunch of us, but praise God, as long as we keep our focus on the Lord and we love Him like He loves us, we'll always be a chosen people in the eyes of God. Amen. I'd rather be special in the eyes of God than have all the world has to give me. Amen. But God empowers us here, and He gives us His power. He said, no great temptations which thine eyes saw, and signs and wonders, and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. You remember where God brought you out of? Amen? I don't know what you... I remember where God brought me out of. Amen. I'm not that person I used to be. And you know what? I'm getting a little better every day. That's not, I'm just lining up. You say, how do you know? Because I'm lining up with the book more every day, with the Word of God every day. And I'm seeing it in you too. We're lining up with the book a little bit every day, a little closer every day. Amen. Till one day, praise God, we'll be like old Brother Enoch. We'll be lining up with the book, walking with the Lord, and He'll say, come up hither. He said, let's just go on to the house. He said, we're closer to my house than we are yours.
Yeah.
Amen. So if we just realize tonight that we're special, you're special, we're special in the eyes of God. Amen? We're a special people called out for the glory of God. If we could realize that tonight, if you could realize that tonight, how special you are. Amen? You could overcome all the many desires, temptations, and just the influence of this old world in the flesh. If you just realize how special you are in the eyes of God. Each one of you tonight are special. Each one of you special. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you're not special. Because God says you're special. If God says you're special, it don't matter what anybody else says. Amen.